This is the last time. Most of you are going to have to hear me prating at you until after Pesach. Round of applause. No. I know you're happy about it, Smarty, but we're entering into what for the Southern Hemisphere boys is a new experience, and for the Northern Hemisphere boys is an old experience, but it's been a while, and they're entering into Ben Azmani. We're entering into vacation, holiday, depending upon your land of origin, you can call it what you will. Many of you are going back to the States. Right? I don't know how many people are going to Australia, but many of you are going back to the States. And it presents its own set of challenges. And as we're entering into also Chag HaChirut, right? The holiday of freedom. And freedom is one of those words which we like to throw around, but we often get confused as to what exactly it means. I mean, there's this notion which is very prevalent, I think, that freedom is essentially that nobody tells me what to do. I am free to decide to do whatever I feel like, right? And therefore, anything else is not free. And that there is something to that, right? That's not entirely a false understanding of freedom, but it also, if it's interpreted too closely to that idea of freedom is I do whatever I will, freedom then becomes identical with another idea, another term, which we could call wantonness, right? Simply, right now I feel like doing this, and therefore I do it. Right? Freedom then becomes total lack of self-control, total lack of any kind of commitment to one's values and to one's obligations. And obviously, when we talk about freedom, we're not talking about that. The Chag HaChirut that we are celebrating is the Chag in which the Jewish people are released from bondage. They're released from external oppression, from the notion that other people get to determine their fate. But the result of that release, the result of that freedom, is ultimately Ein lecha ben chorin ela mi she'osek b'Torah. Right? You don't have a person who's truly free, except for he who occupies himself with Torah. There's a freedom of sort of lack of boundaries, and there's a freedom of opportunity, an opportunity not to be free from obligation, but a freedom in the sense that you identify with your obligations. You are part of your own obligations, that you yourself and your obligations are one thing. So that it's not a struggle, you're not feeling coerced, because that's what you want to do. Whereas you are entirely living inside your own values to the extent that your motivations and your obligations are in sync. Now, of course, that is an impossible task to do. That's one's mission in life in a certain sense. Like the Mishnah Navot says, make your will like his will. But nevertheless, it is something to strive for and to work towards. And the best time to work towards it is now. Whereas now you have an opportunity, because you're going to be leaving the framework. There will be no Rav Benny looking over your shoulder for the next month or so. Don't worry, he's not going away. He will be back. But you have an opportunity to actually try out the mission, which essentially is the mission which you're going to have once you leave yeshiva. Right? In a year or two or 3 years, whenever that happens, the mission is, of course, of being free in the sense of being responsible for yourself. Which is sometimes kind of hard, but it also can be very empowering. Because when you decide to follow through on your commitments and to live up to your own obligations, that you yourself recognize that's adulthood. All right, that's what adulthood at least should aspire to be, that you you are the person you desire to be, not on the level of, well, right now I feel like lying in bed and watching videos for 3 hours. That is just giving in, right? But I am a person who gets up for minyan, even though it's vacation. Or I'm a person who is koveh itim b'torah. I set aside time to learn, even though it's vacation. Or maybe not even though, maybe especially because it's vacation. Because that's who you are. Not because somebody's telling you, or because you are signed up for some institution, or whatever. And this is an opportunity, but it's not even an opportunity to take all those things that you have been working on this year, either self-consciously or not so self-consciously, but you have been. Everybody here has been through a significant process in the last year. And to try to see, well, what's it like when we take away all the supports, right? There, now I've been climbing with ropes until now. And now I get my opportunity to do some free climbing. So no doubt, you'll probably, you know, have a few places where you slip. Hopefully you won't fall off any cliffs. And no doubt, your pace of ascent goes down once you take away the ropes. Right, it's a lot easier to climb when you know that if you slip, you have a rope supporting you. But nevertheless, you still have an opportunity now to do a practice climb, which is, of course, preparation for the big climb. The big climb is the rest of your life. Right now, anybody who is sensible, right, wherever they are, right, whether they're on holiday or whether they're, you know, setting themselves up for the rest of their life, they don't throw away their ropes, right? They set themselves up in such a way that there's some support along the way. They make sure they live with other people who are like them, who will support them in their endeavors. They make sure that they have a shul to go to and a shir to hear. But nevertheless, in the end of the day, you are free. And Reina's money was a terrific opportunity to practice being free with the promise of coming back to yeshiva afterwards and sort of looking back and seeing, well, what did I do well, what did I do poorly, and seeing how I can, you know, work on that, how I can operate on that. That's what the opportunity of Chag HaChirut gives us. And we should all have a Chag Kasher V'Sameach.